Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Attorneys for a Dartmouth College professor under criminal investigation for sexual misconduct are pushing back against the allegations and the college's handling of the case. NHPR's Britta Green reports.
The New Hampshire Attorney General's Office announced Tuesday it's investigating three professors in Dartmouth's Psychological and Brain Sciences Department. Separately, the college confirmed last week it's conducting its own internal investigations and has limited the professor's access to campus. But attorneys for one of the men, Todd Heatherton, say he's continuing to meet with students with the college's approval. Attorney Julie Moore.
Dr. Heatherton is confident that he has not violated any written policy of Dartmouth, including policies relating to sexual misconduct and sexual harassment. He has engaged in no sexual relations with any student.
Heatherton is on sabbatical this year and is not on campus. Neither the Attorney General's office nor the college have offered any details of the allegations. For NHPR News, I'm Breacha Green.
Work to restore electricity to people in the dark after Sunday's windstorm continues today. Utilities are reporting around 20,000 homes and businesses still without power, and because the damage is widespread and spread out, work to restore that power is expected to continue throughout the week. The state announced Tuesday it will be opening daytime emergency shelters at National Guard armories in Bradford, Enosburg Falls, Lindenville, Morrisville, St. Albans, Swanton, and Westminster. The Red Cross opened up an overnight shelter in Milton. Erica Borneman, the director of Vermont Emergency Management, says Vermonters can help by checking in on neighbors who may be in need. A majority of homeowners on a flood-prone road in Brandon have applied for a federal buyout program. 12 of the 20 homeowners have applied for the Federal Emergency Management Agency program, and town manager David Atherton says another round of applications for the Federal Hazard Mitigation Buyout Program will open up in the spring. The FEMA program pays out 75% of the value of the home, with the balance either being contributed by the community, the homeowner, or a third party. Many homes along Newton Road in Brandon were flooded on July 1st after the Neshobe River overflowed. The neighborhood was also partially flooded during Hurricane Irene in 2011. Vermont wildlife officials have accused a man of poaching a moose cow out of season, dragging the animal behind his truck for 11 miles and leaving it to rot by the side of the road. The Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department says 20-year-old Garen Fortin of Irisburg was arrested Sunday. Wardens say the moose was shot at night on September 23rd in Westmore. Fortin has been charged with six violations, including taking game by illegal means and in a closed season, and two counts of shooting from a motor vehicle. Police say one man is dead following a four-vehicle crash in the town of Essex. Essex police said they don't know what caused the death of a 54-year-old man from the town of Georgia. It was reported on Susie Wilson Road around 2 o'clock on Tuesday. None of the other drivers were hurt in the incident. Eye on the sky today, some filtered sun east this morning, mostly cloudy, rising chance of scattered showers late in the day, highs in the 40s to near 50.